USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persists in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, saying that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant 7.5 magnitude earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on elevated terrain as the recent earthquake induced minor tsunamis. 4 deaths have been reported. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. California is making history by becoming the initial state to provide health insurance to all undocumented migrants. Governor Gavin Newsom expressed to ABC News that he believes everyone should have access to high-quality, affordable health care, regardless of income or immigration status. With more than 2 million undocumented migrants in California, experts estimate that the extension of the health insurance to this population will incur an annual cost of more than $3 billion for Californians. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Another American youngster takes an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country.
16-year-old Logan Lose was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead, he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. It is similar to what happened to a 6-year-old unaccompanied boy last month around Christmas who took a Spirit Airlines flight from Philadelphia to Fort Myers, Florida. Florida, despite the fact he'd intended to travel to see his grandmother in Orlando. I'm Ryan Daniels.
2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, here on Earth it actually takes the planet roughly 365 1/4 days to travel all the way around the sun. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. That victim was retrieved from the waters off Maui at approximately 11 in the morning local time on Saturday. He was taken to a nearby hospital. Unfortunately, he died from the injuries that he suffered in that shark attack on Sunday morning. In response to the incident, Baldwin Beach Park and Lower Paya Park were temporarily closed, but both of those parks have since been reopened. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.